I want to thank the Lord for this church and for Brother Billy. Brother Billy is different. We have a lot of preachers, but we don't have many preachers. That's what Brother Billy is. He's such a blessing to so many preachers, and I hope this church really realizes what you do in having this every year, and all the preachers that are blessed and go back home pumped up and go to work for the Lord. Amen? Turn tonight in your Bible to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, and leave your Bible open tonight. Going to use one verse for our scripture text, and then we're going to be in the book of Romans. Romans chapter 8. How many of you have it already? Verse 31. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? I want to repeat it one more time. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Shall we pray? Father, we thank you tonight for this opportunity that we have to share. And I pray the Holy Ghost of God would anoint us tonight that we might be able to speak the Word of God in power. I pray for that special anointing tonight, Lord. I want to be a blessing to these people tonight. God, please use me tonight. May the entrance of your word give light and understanding. And then, Father, may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be accepted in thy sight. Oh, Lord, my strength, my redeemer, in Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Amen. If God be for us, who can be against us? God is for you. I want to share that with you tonight. God is for you. You say, how do we know that God is for you? Well, verse 16, we know because we're God's children. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we're the children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. Amen? We know because we're God's children. We know because the Holy Spirit prays for us. In verse 26 and 27, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. The Holy Spirit is mentioned 19 times in Romans chapter 8. And I'm glad tonight, thank God, when I don't know how to pray and what to pray, that the Holy Ghost prays for me. Amen? Amen? I want to read that again. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. We know not what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. He that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. God is for you, because you're his children. God is for you because the Holy Spirit prays for you, and because the foreknowledge of God guarantees it. If you look there in verse 29, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Thank God for the foreknowledge of God. Amen. And for the predestination. God has predestinated that every child of God would be conformed to the image of the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's working on me. He's been working on me 57 years. He's working on you if you're a child of God. Amen? Amen. Yes, we know because of the foreknowledge of God and because of God's predestination. He's predestined that every one of us will be like Jesus. It doth not yet appear what shall be. We know when it shall appear, we're going to be like him. Amen? Amen. We're going to be glorified. Amen. We know these for us too, because Christ prays for us. If you look there in verse 34, who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. I'm glad, thank God, the Holy Ghost is praying for me, and Jesus is praying for me. I know it says, my little children, these things write you that sin not, but if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. He's for you. He's for you because Christ prays for you, and because nothing can separate us from the love of God. If you look there in verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? I appreciate them singing that tonight. Shall tribulation, that word means trouble. You know, I appreciate what somebody's already said here tonight. The Bible said in 2 Corinthians 1, verse 3 and 4, that he's the Father of mercies, the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, that we might be able to comfort them in any trouble that's not the comfort that we're comforted of God. God lets us go through things so that we can be a blessing and a help to others. Amen? Thank God for that. It said here, when I look at this, if God be for us, who can be against us? Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Who shall separate us from the love of God? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness? Now, I preach a little fast because on the radio, they'll cut me off. You know, but I have to get through. Amen. Amen. And you'll get used to it. Amen. It said here, as it is written, for thy sake, we are killed all the day long. We are counted sheep for the slaughter. And in all these things, we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. And look at this. For I am persuaded. Amen. I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen and amen. Praise God. Praise, thank God for that. I tell you, God is for us. What shall we say then? If God be for us, who shall be against us? You know, when I look at that, verse 32 is one of the greatest scriptures in the Bible. Verse 32, it said, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall not with him freely give us all things? My God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, because God is for you. God is for you. I believe this text here, if God be for us, who shall be against us? This beautiful text is really the summary of the entire chapter in which it's found here. You know, and first of all, let me say, God is for your salvation. There in verse 1, it says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. I'm glad, thank God, that I'm not under condemnation anymore. Amen. God is for your salvation. If you're here tonight, you're not saved. God is for your salvation. He wants you to be saved. Amen. You don't have to live under condemnation. It said here, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. God is for our salvation. As Brother Billy said, June 15th, 1958, the Lord saved this poor lost sinner. And today is my spiritual birthday. I was born April 17th, 1933. Don't know a thing about it. My daddy said, in fact, I didn't have no birth certificate. I had a hard time getting Social Security because my dad had a Randy woman with me. He said he'd give her a 24-pound sack of flour. You won't get a child for that now. Amen. Amen. But anyway, I didn't know anything about my physical birth, but I thank God that night when I heard the gospel preached and that young preacher stood and preached from Revelation 20, 11 through 15 about the great white throne judgment, I got lost. I didn't know anything about Christianity, didn't know anything about Christ, wasn't raised in a Christian home, but that night I asked God to save me, and thank God he saved me. It's been different ever since. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things pass away and all things become. God is for your salvation. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And the assurance, too, if you look there in verse 16 and 17, the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And listen to this, if children then heirs, heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, may we also be glorified together. Amen. I tell you, the grace of God that bringeth salvation that appeared to all men, teaching us to denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearing by great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Our conversation in heaven, which will look for a Savior, who will come and change these vile bodies and fashion them like unto his body. God, I'm like in his glorious body. Boy, I want to be like Jesus. I've tried for 57 years, and I've made a mess out of it a lot of times, but one day I'm going to be just like him. Amen. This corrupt will put on incorruption, this mortal put on immortality, and then bring the saying, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. If God be for us, who can be against us? He's for your salvation, and God is for your sanctification. When I say that, I want you to look there he's for your sanctification there in verse 11. But the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. He's for your sanctification. Verse 2, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free. I like that.
Yes, sir.
I like that. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ hath made me free from the law of sin and death. But what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son, the likeness of sinful flesh, for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. God is for your salvation. God is for your sanctification. When Jesus prayed his sevenfold prayer in John 17, verse 17, he said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Thank God for sanctification. Amen. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, I want to read this to you, verse 19. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, The Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and earth, and some to honor, some to dishonor. Here it is. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. God wants us to be vessels meet for the master's use, sanctified unto every good work. God is for your salvation. God is for your sanctification. And when I say that, God is for your healing too. When I say God is for your healing, verse 11, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, so he raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. I'm glad I was quickened by the Holy Spirit and made alive one day. You have he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin and made alive. Amen. But you know, God's Holy Spirit still quickens. Amen. When I say that, he is for your healing. This is very definitely taught in the Bible, that the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he shall also quicken your mortal body by his spirit. I think of the psalmist when he was praying in Psalms 103. He was blessing the Lord. Everybody talks themselves not crazy. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Here they are, who forgiveth all thy iniquities and healeth all thy diseases. In June of 1991, I had open heart surgery, triple bypass heart surgery. And they told my wife and children that the backside of my heart was dead. And some of the preachers came to see me. And there was three preachers that walked across that parking lot there from Duke. And this one of them said, well, Brother Bobby, he'll never go anymore like he used to go. But you know, God quickened me. I've been from the East Coast to the West Coast. All three of them preachers already gone to be with the Lord. Amen. In fact, I went down to Mexico with him, and all our interpreter, he went to be with the Lord. Billy Hardy went to be with the Lord, and Jackie Godwin went to be with the Lord, Garland Sung with the Lord, and God still left me here. You know, God gave me a verse a few years ago, my 911, Proverbs 9:11. By me thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. Claim it, Don. Amen. Amen. By me. Thy days shall be multiplied, and the years shall be increased. That's my 911. It works. Amen. It works. I was 82, April the 17th. Amen. You're just 6 months older than I am, Don. You know that. We've been together a long time. Amen. Amen. I thank God that God quickens us. Amen. You know, in James chapter 5, verses 14 through 16, he says this, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing the Lord, name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. If he committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another. Pray one for another that ye may be healed. God has touched me many times. And listen, there are people, the reason I'm preaching this tonight is because God is for you. There are people here that need healing tonight. There are people need healing in their body. There are people need healing in their marriage. There are people need healing in your family, your children. Maybe some of them's out on dope and different things like that. But I tell you, you need healing tonight. And the Holy Spirit is able to quicken. He's able to make alive. He's able to heal. Thank God he's able. The prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And when I look at that too, God is for your circumstances. Romans 8:28 there. Look at it again. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know, I like that word, know. We know that all things, not some things, but all things. My beautiful daughter, most spiritual one in the family, many years ago, she went to Bob Jones University. I sent her there and married a preacher that started out in life. And you've heard me tell it before. Some of you, I've been here before. And then she contracted lupus and for 9 months, dialysis and all that. Went on to be with the Lord. You know, I pulled the sheet up over her body there at Duke Medical Center. Went out to my church. I was pastoring in Durham County then. It was late Sunday evening. And there were more people in the parsonage than there was in the church. And I said, folks, it's church time. Went to the pulpit, turned to Psalms 116, verse 15. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. I tell you, it ain't going to be long. He's coming, I'm going one, don't make much difference. I'm winning his way. I'm going to put my arms around Jesus first, and then I'm going to put my arms around Pam. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. God's for you. God doesn't make any mistakes. Abraham said, shall not the judge of all the earth do right? God always does right. We know that all things work together because there are people sitting around church tonight bitter with God over a broken marriage, over a death or something or another. Listen, that's like the dog biting the hand that feeds him. I'll tell you, God's good. God always does right. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? God is for your circumstances tonight. Maybe it's a job. Maybe it's your home. You know, when I get through preaching, I want to give an invitation. I want you to come and let God do something for you. Amen. If God be for us, who can be against us? Maybe you got problems in your marriage, problems in your home, problems in your own life. That's one reason why people are not getting saved. People saved and being blessed. The Lord's arm is not short that he cannot save. His ear is not heavy that he cannot hear. But your iniquity is separate between you and your God. He's hid his face from you. He will not hear. It's not that God can't hear. He will not hear. If you regard iniquity in your heart, the Lord will not hear you when you're ready. He that covereth his sin shall not prosper. But whoso confesses and forsaketh shall have mercy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. God's for you. God's for you. Whatever you need is your home, your life, your family, your marriage. God's for you. God's for your circumstances, and God's for your future. Verse 35 again. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness, peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We're counted as sheep for the slaughter. And in all these things, we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. God committed his love toward us while we were yet sinners. Christ died for us. Amen. Amen. He that spared not his own son, but delivered up first of all, how shall not with him freely give us all things? God's for your future. God's for your future. I tell you, he knows us, and he'll never fail us nor forsake us. We ought to trust him and love him better. Amen. Amen. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house many mansions. Well, not so I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, receive it myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And I like that in Revelation 21. There's going to be a new heaven, a new earth, a new Jerusalem. And God's going to wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there'll be no more death and no more sorrow, no more crying and no more pain. All these things will be passed away. He said, behold, I make all things new. I've heard a lot of sermons in 57 years about heaven. I've heard a lot of songs, but the sweetest thing about heaven is those two words, no more. No more going to the graveyard. No more going to the funeral home. No more crying. No more pain. Amen. People are probably sitting here tonight with pain. You need to come to the altar and ask God to touch you. Amen. Amen. Because God's for you. God answers prayer. Call unto me. I'll answer thee and show thee great and mighty things. I know it's not. These things, whatsoever you desire when you pray, believe you receive them and you shall have them. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask, even think through his power that works in us. This is the confidence we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. We know he hears whatsoever we ask. We know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. God is for you tonight, folks. God is for you. You got a need tonight. You need to get on the altar and tell God all about it. God is for you. He's all we need for the past. There is therefore no condemnation of him in Christ Jesus. He's all you need for the presence. Amen. He's all you need for the presence. He works all things together for our good and for his glory. A lot of things I don't understand, but I know one thing. When I commit myself to him as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is my reasonable service, I know he will work all things together for my good and his glory because he said he would. Amen. I may not understand it, but thank God. Thank God he'll work it all out. Amen. He's all we need for the past, all we need for the present, and all we need for the future. He's for your salvation tonight. If you're not saved, come and be saved tonight. He's for your sanctification. If God's not blessing you, not using you, search your heart and life. He wants you a vessel of meat for the master's use. If you regard iniquity in your heart, he won't hear you. He that covereth his sin shall not prosper. Who confess and forsake us shall have mercy. And God will use you. And God will fill you with his spirit too. God will fill you. He's all we need for the future too. He's all we need for our circumstance. He's all I need for the future. I tried to hurry up so this brother would have time to preach tonight too. Amen. But listen, folks. God loves you tonight. Nobody else loves you. God loves you. God's for you.
Amen.
If I could just tell you my life story. At 15 years old, my dad signed for me to get in the Army. Had 11 children next to the oldest. And the recruiting sergeant trying to get his quota. I didn't have a birth certificate. 15 years old, I was in Japan. 16 years old, 17 years old in combat career. Won't raise in a Christian home. Didn't know God. And many of my buddies didn't come back. But God spared me for something. Amen. God spared me. I can see the providential hand of God working in my life. And if you look tonight, you can see him working in your life. You're not here by accident tonight. God wants to do business with you tonight. Let's stand. Everyone, our heads bowed. And if you've got a need tonight, I want you to slip out and come to the altar. Brother Billy's going to lead us in prayer. If you've got a need tonight, we'll just bow our heads. And if you've got a need tonight, slip out and come to the altar. I tell you, God is for you tonight. He's for your circumstances. It may be a job. It may be something in the family. It could be a lot of things. It may be you need healing for your body. Whatever it might be, I tell you, God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all you ask or even think, according to the power that worketh in you. Brother Billy.